It doesn't take an extraordinary experience to make health feel like an extraordinary blessing. Even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
What is palliative care? Is a loved one in need of this type of care? My guest is Jody Phelps. She's nurse coordinator of Mission Hospital's new inpatient palliative care program. Welcome to the show, Jody. Tell us, what is palliative care?
Oh, thank you, Melanie. It's great to be on here. Palliative care is an extra layer of support for patients and their loved ones while they're in the hospital. It is it's a focus on symptom management. So what ends up happening is that the hospitalists and nurses, all the regular medical care is still given to that patient, but the palliative care doctors and nurses and spiritual care team add an extra layer of support to really just embrace the whole family. So that's, in a nutshell, that's what palliative care is.
So really the goal of palliative care is improving the quality of life while the patient is going through whatever treatments that they might need.
Absolutely. Improving the quality of life. And I would say probably the most important thing is palliative care. The team finds out what quality of life means to that patient and family, not what it means to us as healthcare providers or, you know, what it matters to them. And then improving that and getting them back home and on with their daily life.
Is palliative care only for terminal patients, Jody, or is it for patients just going through treatment?
That's a great question because it's very confusing for many people. Palliative care at the very onset of any serious illness would be appropriate for palliative, not end of life. As it may very well, and it often does, lead to both end-of-life conversations and leads to hospice at certain points, depending on the illness. But palliative care can be for anyone at any age. The only prerequisite is a serious illness and symptoms that need to be managed.
So tell us, you mentioned hospice. Tell us the difference between palliative care and hospice.
Hospice is, by definition, end-of-life care, but even that can be confusing for people because, frankly, you can be on hospice for years. It depends on how your diagnosis goes. To qualify for hospice, and they do a beautiful job of keeping people at home if that's where they want to be and really embracing the whole person, but it is usually an illness with a diagnosis of less than 6 months to live. So hospice is officially end-of-life care. Palliative care is not. You do not need to be near the end of your life. You can be, but it's certainly not a requirement. In fact, palliative care at its very finest really begins working with the patient and family at onset of diagnosis.
With chronic illnesses such as, Jody, what illnesses do you typically see that require palliative care to go along with whatever treatment's available?
Well, chronic illness is that illness that may come on slow as opposed to an acute illness, but it's not going to go away. And some of them, certainly the more common ones, heart failure, congestive or COPD, congestive obstructive pulmonary disease, dementia. I mean, the list could go on, but palliative care really embraces any of those serious illnesses, acute or chronic. But one of the big differences in how people can best really differentiate palliative care and hospice is that hospice is aggressive treatments are either no longer effective or no longer desired. So hospice is a movement away from aggressive treatment. Palliative care, that is not the case with palliative care. It's going to depend on that patient and their loved ones on how aggressive they want to be, but they can continue aggressive treatments and still have the really extra layer of palliative care.
So that extra layer focusing on the symptoms and symptom management, as you said, while they're going through what might possibly be very aggressive treatments. So we're looking at pain, fatigue, nausea, constipation, correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
Now, how do you do that? You're a nurse coordinator of this, and do you bring in, is there a multidisciplinary approach? Are you bringing in specialists of all kinds to work with them if they've got a problem with nausea or appetite, bringing in nutrition? How does it work?
Well, that's the good news about the palliative care team is that they are specifically trained, extra training in pain management and symptom management. So as we've introduced this palliative care team, we have two physicians who both act as hospitalists, and then on their off time, they do palliative care. They don't try to combine the two together. But one of them is board certified in hospice and palliative care, and the other has specific training in pain management. And a nurse practitioner and spiritual care have all been trained as well in palliative care conversations because they really are different than just the regular caregiver conversation. They take more time, and mostly there's a lot more intentional listening from the patient. Intentional listening to the patient and not as much talking.
And so it really helps the patient with, as we said, the quality of life and gaining the strength to carry on during these treatments. Give us an example of what something like that might be.
Well, certainly pain. Pain and nausea are going to be kind of our main ones. Certainly I can just think of patients even today, oncology patients, who want so much to get back home, to get to their children's and grandchildren's activities, and they still want to do aggressive treatment. So it's taking just a more specific approach on what nausea treatments can help them. And it's not always just giving more medicine. There's other things that the palliative care team can bring in. Even, there can be massage or harpist music in the hallway or the list goes on. We're trying a lot of different ways to just embrace that patient and manage their symptoms.
One of the beautiful things about palliative care, Jody, that I feel is that you get to spend time with the patient and they don't feel rushed sometimes with their oncologist or maybe, their cardiologist. These guys are busy. They got a lot of patients. They're rushing in and out. But you really spend the time with them, don't you?
Oh, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. That is very true because, and certainly the attending physician in that, we call them hospitalists at Mission Hospital, they would love to be able to spend an hour with their patients. They simply can't. They have to be moving on. The palliative care not only helps the patient and family, but it really helps those physicians and nurses who wish that they had that kind of time. When the palliative care physicians and spiritual care and nurse practitioner, they're not trying to do all those other things. They are rounding and spending time. Hour and a half is common to just get the first palliative care consultation completed. So it's a beautiful thing, really for everybody. It helps the staff and it helps the patients and families. And these kind of conversations about serious illness, though it takes time. It takes time to do it right.
Now, do you also help navigate the healthcare system? Because I know that's a big worry for people, especially while they're going through treatment, their families trying to sort out the bills or what the insurance company will cover and what they won't. Do you help with that too?
We do. We have case managers and social workers that they're not necessarily on our palliative care team at the present time, but they're located in the hospital. So every patient, whether they're palliative care patient or not, has access and has a case manager or a social worker or sometimes both to really help navigate that system. So fortunately, as a palliative care team, we don't have to get very involved in that. But when we have questions on something that might be better for the patient, maybe it's better for them to go to, they really want to go home and not, we will work together with the case managers and social workers to get a care plan for them as they leave the hospital that they can afford and not, that's realistic. But that's really kind of overall part of all of Mission Hospital's patients get that fortunate ability.
And in the last minute, Jody, wrap up palliative care, if you will, for us, and the emotional and spiritual support for the family and the patient.
Oh, gosh. That's a quick...
We only have about 30 seconds left.
I know. Palliative care is, it's really just taking the time to really treat people like the people that they are, with the history and the love that they have for their families. And it's moving away from just looking at somebody saying, okay, that is advanced dementia. No, that person has a name and has a history, and learning about that history from their loved ones allows us to treat them the way they wanted to be treated. And I think that's probably the best definition of palliative care.
You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4, health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.